Yeah. I hope your light works in there.
Okay, we are holding today on the few days on the hours at the Hevel Commissioner. So you're not keep pouring. In Hamiduma Midameya Elalafi Heshburn. Now we have been learning basically what the din is here, Lagabe Tamura. We started it off with the question of whether Tamura, basically whether you can lose your kayach of Tamura, where there's a certain amount of Tamura that a Tamura can make. And we talked about going from one thing to another. If you have a vlad, can a vlad now have the kayach to be mechayev you a chemish if you're the bialin, or does a vlad have a kayach to make tumura? So the question over here therefore devolves in general in our parak to all things where something is coming the kayach something else. Let's say you have a mixture of midameya that was miduma, tumura got mixed with chulin. Now some of this mixture goes and falls into other chulin. Can that dimua be looked at as entirely iser, or is it all prorated? So you can see how this now follows from the sugya we had before. What is the keach of the kedusha? It's in the vlad, so to speak. In this case, the first mixture is the vlad. Now it wants to be medameya, something else. So the Mishnah says it's only prorated. In other words, you would need to have enough truma to fall into the second mixture that there was truma itself that was there was less than mea to one for being mevatamet. But we certainly don't look at the entire initial mixture as truma. Furthermore, say that you have something that was mechumatz al yedei truma. Now when something is mechumatz, as we know, there are certain things that are never bottle because they're nicker in the product, which is why we have problems with gelatins, with amidin, emulsifiers, taste issues, where they're meant to be very powerful in taste, but they're not bottle, b'shishim. And another one of those things is in the chamet, something that causes the reaction of chimutz. So now there's no way it can become bottle because it's spread basically throughout the mixture. What if I used truma to be mechamet chulin? So then the chulin becomes osur except for kohanim. If now some of that dough becomes sourdough and I take from that dough into chulin dough, so again I would need to have sufficient proportion of the original truma that had fallen in to be able to be mechametz on its own without the additional mixture from the first mixture that has been turned into sourdough by that truma, but which is by itself actually chulin. So therefore here too it needs to be prorated. We have a problem with the lights, so we'll have to get along with the indirect lighting.
Better than nothing.
But does everybody see that there's two envelopes on the table? Yeah. One for Sukkot and the end, and the other one for rent. It's still about 150 shekels short.
Your baby Gemara, I think, is put into the shelf behind one of the Arab yant.
Furthermore, ein hamayim ha-she'uvim poslim et ha-mikvah,
again, this sounds like the same idea. You need to have a prorated amount in a mixture. However, we will see in the Gemara that actually it'll turn out that it's a machlokes rishonim whether we should be mefarish this in the same way, the second fall being a prorated fall. And that, of course, would make much more sense because then it would fit in with the parak. But we're going to see whether that's possible to do according to everybody. And the Gemara will explain what the case is. E mechatat, or si mechatat, ela im matan efer. Mechatas can only become mechatas if the efer is put into water. So
So at the moment that the apron hits the water, that's when it becomes mechatas. You can't create further mechatas. If you started, you put now the apron in the container, add water, and you're going to add water to make it. You can't add water. What turns it into mechatas is the fact that that water was in the kli when the mechatas, when the apricatas was put into it. The in beta pras osin beta pras. Beta pras, as you will recall, is a sodah in which there was a grave, and the grave was plowed under. And now we are afraid that we have atzomeis of a mace that are the size. Aitzim Kisaira is Matami B'maga. So we're afraid that there's sufficient there to be Matami B'maga. Ooh, somebody took you. It's you who are the troublemaker. I should have known.
I did it.
Somebody's in somebody's place. Oh. Sir Richard's voice. All right, goodness gracious. Huh? No, that's given you
down the world. This term is in its usual
orbit. Yeah. So based upon the entire field, Minarabonim, we'll see the amounts. But Minarabonim, this field becomes now Tamei, all of it, a particular shear, which will be discussed. But that field, if I now continue, and I plow from that field into an adjacent field, it will not now make the next field the base of class. Again, this is here because Ein Tmura Osa Tmura, Vlad Osa Tmura. So in other words, it's the same idea. What point do we have the second order maintaining the power of the original? And that's how we get, of course, to, it's very cute, Ein Tmura Acher Truma, the Ein Tmura, Osa Tmura. So you can't make Truma, Truma again, once you're Teirim. If you're Teirim again, it's a Teirim or something else, or something, you try to add Truma, can't add Truma. And once you make a Tmura, you can't now say, okay, I'll be basic a little bit now. And you, once you've made Tmura, that Tmura can't make another Tmura. And a Vlad also cannot be Osa Tmura. We saw before that was a Machlokas Rabbi Yudaimer Havlad Osa Tmura. That was very central to the previous Mishnah where we were wondering whether we're talking about a fetus. What's Nafkamini? Even if it was born, a Vlad is an Osa Tmura. That's why we were Deicha the Pshat to say that the fetus was Vlad Kerchiv until we came up with the idea it was going to be the Rabbi Yudah. This is that Rabbi Yudah that we keep referring to. Now, if one can be Osa Tmura, Amrullah, so they said to the Rabbanan, said to Rabbi Yudah, now the Torah says, Magdish, so it's only Hagdish, it's the Hagdish Rishon. And by the way, that language you'll recall, Chivas Hagdish, as Tosas pointed out earlier, it moves according to the Sugya. It's when you're relating Chivas Hagdish, the Sof Hagdish between the original Hagdish and Tmura, you can use that word. But you can also call Tumura Tchilas Hagdash, and then Smicha, for instance, we have before, would be called Sof Hagdash. Fine, but the idea of it is that there is Makbi Dafka, and the person was Makbish, the original Mahima. And that's where we find the of Tumura. And not Vlad, or said Tumura. Says the Gemara, Man Tana, who is the author of the Mishnah that says that Meduma, mixture of Truma and Chulam, is Midameya only in a prorated fashion so that you need enough of the original Truma now in the second mixture? It falls now into a second container of Chulin. You need a sufficient Truma that would have been able to Aser it on its own. We ignore the part of the first mixture which is Aser only because it's mixed with other Truma. On Rabbiya Barav, on Rabbi Yochanan, well, let's tell you one thing, who it's not. It's certainly not Rabbi Eliezer. Because Rabbi Eliezer says, Titzvan Sa'asho Truma. If you have one soft truma, it falls down to less than 100, that's the shear of the mura. Anything less than 100 will be awesome. And now it's nidmu. Now, a little bit of that, will it answer, says Rebbe Eliezer, it's midameya as if it's kulei truma. So in other words, let's say one saw of that now falls into 99 saw of chulin. We don't say, well, wait a second, only 2% of what fell in is truma. No, the whole thing is truma. And we treat it as if it's Vadai. Our Mishnah clearly does not hold of that. And our Mishnah is the Chachamim. The Chachamim Omrim, Eina B'damat, Ela Lafi Cheshbon Truma Sheba. It's only prorated. Whatever the percentage was of the Truma that fell in, that's the amount that is considered to be in the second mixture. Of course, I mean, we found very often that where you have mixtures, when it comes to Truma, we say, he sa'asha nafla, he sa'asha alta. So, in other words, according to Rebbe Eliezer, it's not just that we are ignoring the general idea of prorated. We're not creating new Truma. We're assuming that what fell into the second one is what fell into the first one.
You can take it out the percentage?
No, you can't take it out. What's wrong is if it fell out. There are cases, you're 100% right, but there are cases of suffix, not stam tarubas, no. Let's say we have separate containers, you don't know which one is which, where we do say, he she, vehi she, chani yomer. You could be tailored that the one that you're taking is the truma, but not in cases of dimur. The next case in the Mishnah was Eina Mechumatz Mechametz Ela Lefi Cheshbon. So you had now a mixture into dough of a certain amount of sourdough, and that answers even if it's a little tiny bit because its impact is noted and there's no way to ignore it. So there you don't have your Shir of Shishim or Meir by Truma and Tzvah. In this case, the Truma was Mechametz, a large amount of the Chulin. And that chulin all became sourdough, and now is being used as sourdough to make other chulin sour. Problem is that, of course, there's a little bit of truma mixed in there. So the Mishnah says, "Well, but that's a very small percentage. So you have to prorate it if basically you wouldn't have enough truma here to be mechametz." You only have a mixture of truma and chulin to be mechametz. It's a mixture. It's not going to answer the mix that it falls into. And that basically touches upon the question of zev zeger. It's also, in other words, it's true we do see an impact of the truma here. However, the impact of the chimutz now in the second batch is caused by both iser and heter. There's some elements of truma in it, some elements of chulin in it. And therefore, we're a little bit... the question of the mission saying is Ella Lefi Cheshbon. Who exactly is it going according to? On the Rabbah Remetok, the Bielsa message is Ella Lefi Cheshbon. Again, this hits on another issue of Rabbah Eliezer. Titznan Sa'or Shachulin Mishal Truma, Shanaflu Etocha Isa, Velo Bezekid El Hakmitz, Velo Bezekid El Hakmitz, Mitztarfu, Mitzu. Now, according to Rashi, the case over here is. Sa'or shel chulin v'shel truma that were mixed. You already had a mixture of sa'or of chulin and truma. Now that mixture falls into some chulin and makes the dough ready to bake. It's now all chumatz. So the question is, there really wasn't sufficient in this mixture, in the new mixture, to be mechametz. If it were only the truma portion that had fallen in, or if I could effectively ignore the chulin portion, the truma portion alone would not have been mechametz. Together they could be mechametz. We did start for the chimtzu, and then we put it together, and now they were mechametz.
Would the chametz portion alone, the chulin portion, get up alone?
Possibly. You mean the non-truma?
The chulin
chimtzu.
Would that have been
sufficient? Possibly.
It'd
be a nafkamina, correct. We'll talk about it in a moment. So, actually, Tosfos doesn't even like this whole case. The way I just defined it, this is where Rashi learns the case. The reason Rashi learns that this is the case is because Lamaisa, the entire Mishnah, is an outgrowth of Tumura. Where you're going from one to the other. So you have one mixture, now that mixture should go into the next one. We have Vlad. Same thing. Both the issues, whether Vlad is Eisa Tumura or Tumura is Eisa Tumura, or whether Tumura is Mechayev Chomesh for the Bialim on a pidyon, or whether Vlad is Mechayev Chomesh on the Bialim for a pidyon, leads into this Mishnah, which we want to know now, what's the second order, Richie compared it to Tuma, basically. What's the second order in a mixture? So therefore, Rashi says, okay, we had a mixture, and now that mixture falls into another mixture. Tosfos doesn't like that because he sees this as being repetitious of the ratio.
Because we could already understand that it's the Lord of Eliezer from the Rashi. What do we need now to enter into a whole new sugya of whether it's a Zev Zegerim and so on? So there, Tosis learns, it's not talking about that there was originally a mixture. You have a little bit of Chulin and a little bit of Truma, and they fall together now into an Issa. That's all. Very simple. And in other words, according to Tosis, we've moved on. We're no longer taking the direct route from Tmura to a case. We went from Tmura to the Dimua to now a new issue of Chimas is Zev Zegerim, because it's vaguely similar where issues now of Isser get into a new situation. Okay. In any event, Rabbi Eliezer says in these circumstances that Acharon Aniba. Depends which went in last. Now, the only reason you said them is depends which went in last is where you took out the other one. But Lamaisa, if you would have had them both here, Rabbi Eliezer holds Zev is a Gerim is also. Therefore, our Mishnah that says that it doesn't, if you don't have enough on its own to be Metami, that then it's not also, obviously, Zev is a Gerim is Mutter. To be Mechanic, I mean. Zev Zegerim is Mutter. You have a mixture of two things. And therefore, we don't answer it. Thank you. Okay, so again, it's the Lord Rebbe Eliezer for another reason. For the reason of Zev Zegerim. So we're obviously, we don't hold here in our Mishnah Zev Zegerim also. Rebbe Eliezer Amir Akar Akaron. Anibav Akakomim Omrim Kibbein Shinaf Alisa Lechassiro. Kibbein Shinaf Alisa Lechassiro. I don't care when the Isser fell, and the point is that you do not have sufficient to be Mekarei to the Isser. You need to use Heter, and therefore when you need to use Heter, the end result is seen as Zev Zegorim. There's two factors, and if there's two factors, it's never going to be us. The next case we had was Einamayim Shuvim Posnim Et HaMikvah. Now, just a little bit of background. You will recall that if you have water that goes into a mikveh from a container, that passels the mikveh. Not only is it not kosher to be table in a mikveh that is made out of water, that is she'uvim. She'uvim means it's been drawn, so it's gone into a container of some kind, including a pump, a pipe. That's also she'uvim, even if it wasn't actually in a simple vessel. And so in other words, if you turn on a faucet and fill up a mikveh, it's not a mikveh, it's right she'uvim. The problem is that if you have less than a full shear of a mikveh, which is 40 saw, then even a small amount of mayim she'uvim, let's say you have 20 saw in your mikveh, and now you add 3 lugin of mayim she'uvim. This is a very small proportion. You now have ruined the water that's in there from ever being a mikveh. You can't now add more water to it.
But why don't you clean?
39
saw, right?
Yeah, exactly.
But once it's over 40, it doesn't
matter. Once over 40, then you have a mikveh. It doesn't matter if you add.
That's true.
Fine. Now, there's another question here, which is, first of all, there's an overall question. Is that a psulia rice or a rabbonah? Which is important to this circuit, which is a machlokas rishon. But in any event, there are two separate things that need to be taken into consideration. One is the actual she'iva kwa she'iva. Something was in a container. The other is that a mikveh has an implication of being a natural event. And that's from the Chumash, basically. The mikveh amayim koryam. A mikveh that is created by a human entirely is not a mikveh by definition. So at least the water had to come in it naturally. And those are two separate issues. They very often go hand in hand with a she'iva anyway. Is a mikveh shadatar yadayotam usually. However, we're going to talk about a case where the two are not necessarily the same. For instance, there's a din called hamshakha. Hamshakha means if you take something that's in a container, and now you let it run along the open ground. It is now buckled to the ground. It can't really be called cherubim. Why is it cherubim? I mean, you could say all the world in the water has at one point gone through a vessel somewhere. I mean, that, obviously, once it's back in natural state, the fact that it was once in a vessel doesn't make it cherubim. So that's called hamshakha. The problem is that won't help very much. By the way, there's a machlokas we showed him whether the ground that it's on has to be permeable or whether it could even be That's a machlok. So there's at what point it become bottle from its change eva back into its natural state. Okay, I bring that up only since you get a sense of how much the natural issue is a real issue. That's the point. We're restoring it back to nature. So now the question over here is the ena mayim she'uvin posan es hamikvah is a very strange thing to say, because mayim she'uvin mupasar mikvah even a tiny amount. What is that supposed to mean? Elo l'fikvah. So says the Gemara, the case has got to be an unusual case. And I'll tell you what it is. Mantana, who is the author of this Mishnah? Says Reb Chiya bar Abba Amar Reb Yochanan, it's Reb Eliezer ben Yaakov. It's not Reb Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer, Mikveh sheyesh bo 21 sa'a, mege shamim. Here's a very interesting thing. You have Rov, 21 out of the 40, you have now that is kosher, is reined into the mikveh the way it's supposed. You can now be memale bekatev chasre saw. You're missing 19 saw for the 40. You could fill up 19 saw on your shoulder and pour it out on the ground. Potkan means not that you pour it directly into the mikveh, but that you pour it near the mikveh so it flows over the ground into the mikveh, which is hamshachar. Okay, so you're potkan the mikveh. You let them flow into the mikveh over the ground through hamshachar, and now you've got a kosher mikveh. Ve'ain't orin, because even she'iva is mitaheret with reviyah and hamshachar. In other words, we have rows of mayim that is kosher. That's reviyah, and you have hamshachar of the water that's pasul, so that you were mevato v'shem of mayim shuvim from it. That would already give you a kosher mikveh.
Even though the kosher water by itself is not enough to be a kosher mikveh.
That's the definition, right? That's the point.
Why didn't he
use this idea today? Well, there's a lot of issues.
The
book
seems to be important. Why wouldn't they get
the Ella? Answers the, says the Gemara. Now, what do you say? You're saying Mechlal? Wait. This is only going like Rabbi Yisrael Yaakov. Mechlal the Rabbanan said, what are you saying? That Rabbanan would hold, therefore, that no, this is no good. They're more mocking, right? That Ravi and Amshar below? Is that what you were saying? You were saying that this Kula is a Kula of Rabbi Yisrael Yaakov. The Rabbanan wouldn't hold of this Kula. You can't use a mikveh that has any element of my children. Excuse me. So then, explain to me that Elahadach Yasa Rav Yom Rav Yochanan. We know that Rav Yochanan is quoted as paskening that she'uvashim shechua kulator. You have a mikveh that is entirely made out of mayim she'uvim. As long as it was done through hamshachah, it's kosher. Now, if you're telling me that Rav Eliezer ben Yaakov demands at least rov, and the chachomim don't even accept rov, so this isn't going according to anybody. Because this is even more made, we don't have such a shita, huh, money? It's lo rabbanan v'lo rabbi Eliezer, so now who's it going according to? Elam Rafapa, no. It's a whole different issue. Here, you got yourself mixed up. The truth is that machlokas that you mentioned is indeed the rabbanan or even more make. And what was quoted over here, that the entire mikveh can be... The entire mikveh can be mayim she'uvim through hamshacha. That actually is true, and that's the rabbanan. The rabbanan are more mekel, and that's not what our mishnah is referring to. Our mishnah is referring to a different issue. When it says the fi cheshbon, it doesn't mean any sense of prorated or anything like that. It means according to the cheshbon. Which cheshbon? The number of containers that fall into a mikveh. It's not referring to this case of Amshach. It's referring to Shloish Lugin. However, there's a new shita over here that holds that if Mayim She'uvim fall into a mikveh where there's less than one lug per container, they're not kosher for the mikveh, but they won't pass over mikveh the way Shloish Lugin pass over a mikveh. The shiur has to be lug per container minimum. Otherwise, they're just bottle when they fall in. Well, that is the sheet of Yosef ben Chomin.
See, that's what it's referring to. It's the Fichesben Kalim. The Mish is going according to Yosef Ben Choni. The Tanya, Shlosha, Zlugin, Mayim, Sheuvim, Shenoflu, Lamayim, Bishnayim, Vishlosha Kalim, Afilu Biarba, Abachamisha Kalim, Postle, something. But I don't care, says the Tanya Kama, how many different containers fall. You can have eyedroppers falling in. Once there's Shlosha Lugin all together, the mikveh is Postle, and you can't just add water and fix it up. Whereas Yosef Ben Choni Omer, well, no, wait a minute. Bishnayim, Bishlosha Kalim, if you have two or three, I mean, three, you'd have to be very careful to get exactly in each one of them one look, but I mean, even three, if you're careful, you could in fact possibly make them. But once you go beyond three, if you got four, you got five Kalim, then there's no way to possibly make them. So when it says, at least I'm a three looking, so when it says over here, that the mikvah is only nipsal if he cheshbon according to the number of containers that contain the lugin, it is basically a very loose similarity to some of the others, ain ex posel ella the y, you know. So we threw it in over here, but it has nothing to do with prorate.
But it's nothing. One of the containers had more than one lugin. It's only enough to bust.
No, it has to be three lugin altogether that bust. And only where it was chaser. It has to be chaser kurtav. And then
the other had one and a half room. The other two had.
No. No good. The other two had less than a luga piece. They don't count.
What?
Well, I mean, the question is if the whole thing is drabbon, and none of these things are problematic. This is the way the rabbon will massacre.
Is this explaining our mission?
Yeah, but means the yeah, but meanwhile we are left with a very strange situation because we all know that we do not turn on the bathtub right outside the mikveh with the water flowing. That it's a heck of a hassle to get a kosher mikveh. And according to this, according to the Rabbanon, according to the Rabbanon, you should be able to do it. What's going on over here? It's Yom Kippur. Yeah, you're acting like you were davening the whole day or something.
He was up.
I know.
Yeah.
Now it's just beginning, Rich. And you didn't know what you got yourself into. One good Yom Kippur and you're dead for life. So, what's going on? So Tosfos Taina that Rashi's got the wrong take on this whole thing. And this shot that I told you was the way Rashi learns. Lamaisa, the taster says, no, nobody's mocked. First of all, he brings many, many riots. I'm sure some of you can think of the riots yourself throughout the sugyas of the Gemara, where we try to find all types of ways in which a chayach used by him Sheuvim, where they were mixed in another mikvah, and they come, now they're coming from one mikvah to that mikvah, and there's nowhere where it says such a thing. It's outrageous. So Tosfos Taina, the meaning of this sugya is only that mayim that came on shaka to a mikvah will never passel the mikvah, and you can now add regular kosher mayim to the mikvah without any concern. It's not as if you have mayim she'uvim in that mikveh now, so if you're going to put new mayim in it, you're going to say, hey, I have less than arba'im sa'ah, I just messed up this water. Every bit of water that I put in gets messed up because there was a little bit of water that was possible in it.
No.
Comes along now, the Rabbanan, to say, but if the she'uvim came into the mikveh through Amshacha, then they're tayyirin, meaning not that you can be tayyir in them, but that they can be joined to a mikveh later once you get arba'im sa'ah real water. And you don't have to make sure the mikveh is completely dried out now and start with the kosher water and only then add your other water, because this kind of water that came by Amshacha is not included in the din of Shloshalugi, Mayim Tzulim. That's all.
Neutral.
Huh?
Neutral.
Neutral. Exactly. It's not gonna bother anybody. But you would still need arba'im sa'ah. Right, in which case now the whole sugya changes. When we moved into this new approach over here, we're not talking about the taira in order to be matir the tefillah. That's what we thought originally, and then we moved and we changed, and we're going now. You know, leave it around, it's fine. The next case in the Mishnah is Ein Mechatat Na'asa Mechatat, unless the water is there at the time that you put the Eifer HaPara into the water. You can't have the Eifer HaPara, put the Eifer HaPara into the cup, and then add water. Just add water for Eifer. You can't add water to make an Eifer HaPara. Mantan, so who is that Shita? Well, I know it's not. It's not Rabbi Shimon. The Tanya Hikdima Ofer Lamayim Pasul, the Tanya Kama says that if the Ofer was put into the Kli before the water, you don't have Kosher Meipara. That's like our Mishnah. The Ofer has to be put onto the water. But Rabbi Shimon is Makshir. My time of the Rabbi Shimon. Why did Rabbi Shimon say that it's okay? Rabbi Shimon says like this. Look, the truth is there are two different sugyas in which we mix offer with water. It's true, one's with an ayin and one's with an olive, but, you know, you've got the Eifer HaPara, and you've got the offer of the Mishkan to mix for the Sota, right? So there's a mixture, both of those cases, with water. Now let's take a look at the interesting interrelationship over here, because it says, by the Parah Aduma, the Torah seems to confuse its ayins and olives, because it says, V'lakula tamei mi'afar sreifat hakatat. There's no afar, there's only afer in the sreifat hakatat. The Tani Rabbi Shimon Omer, where did afar come from? V'chi afar hu, halo afer hu. So, what does the Torah mean? Ah, I'll tell you what it means. Shina hakatuv mi'mashma'o. The Torah wants you to recognize that Parah Aduma is connected to the sugya of Saita. And just like Ne'mar kan Afar, Ne'mar la'alan Afar, Ma'alan Afar agabei hamayim, just like when it comes to Sota, it says Beferish and the Pasukum min Afar asher yeh bekarka mishkan, Yikach har kohen v'natan el hamayim. So that means that you had the water and then you put in the offer into the mayim. So too, afkan afar agave hamayim. Umakan, on the other hand, what we need to learn to cite from here is that makan hikdim afar lamayim kasher. On the other hand, b'diavad. B'diavad, had you been makdim the offer to the mayim? This is, of course, the Rebbe Shimon, chief of the Rabbanan. If you had been marked in the Afla Mayim, it would have been kosher. Afla Halan, therefore, there too, when it comes to Sota, Hikdim Afla Mayim, it would also have been kosher. It was only L'Katfila L'Mitzvah that the Torah is saying you're supposed to put the Afla Seita onto the water and not vice versa. And how do we know that that's true over here that we're saying, taking it for granted, Vachem Inola? Because, look, the Pasuk essentially contradicts itself. In a way, you could see it as two psukim. The pasuk begins by saying, V'natan alav mayim chayim. Okay, V'natan alav. What's going on what? The water is going on the ether. But then it says, Mayim chayim el keli. Mayim chayim el keli implies that the water was the first thing into the container. But so how can you say, put this on the water, the first thing in the container? I mean, but we said put the water on. So, you know, if I'm putting the water, then it's not the Mayim Chayim al Keli. And if I'm putting the Afar, then of course it's not Menotan HaMayim. So how do we explain that? So first it's Mashma Alma Efer Bereisha. And then it says Mayim Chayim al Keli, which is Mashma the Mayim is Bereisha. Okay, so how do we square this? Oh, I'll tell you. We square it by saying that they're both okay. That ratza afar lamata, ratza afar lamala. It's basically allowing you an option to do it either way. But we have now, this is the way say the taser slurs of Shitola. But we have now our Yezera Shava, of course, to say to hear, which tells us maybe it's okay, but it's not ratsui. In other words, there still is the lechatchila to do it the way it appeared in Saita very clearly, that over there the offer goes on top. And over here, it may also well be coming, we're learning from Saita, that over here there is a din lechatchila to do it in one way, namely to put the Afer on top and not have the Afer on the bottom. So each one is Megala. Saita would be Megala, the din by Chatas, that there's a lechatchila to use the Afer on top and not to pour the water onto the Afer. And Chatas is Megala to Saita that Bidiyavad, if you did it the other way, then it would be kosher. Fine. Now let's just work that out in the circuit. Yeah?
Is there any percentage in Mechatat?
No.
Nothing. Could be just...
As long as... Oh, it has to be Nikr. It's just as long as you can see it. Okay, Tan. Ratzafa lamata, ratzafa lamama. Now, our Tana. Why does he argue? Tana didan my Tana. Amalekha, our Tana says, look, the Sefer Dekrah, the last part that says that the Mayim Chaim has to be El Keli, that's the part that's Dafka. The reason it says, V'natan alav Mayim Chaim, is to let you know that you can't just leave the Afer lying there on top. You then have to mix it. And when you mix it, you're basically putting the water on top of it. So it's true that you put it on the water, but then you put the water on it also. But, and that's the process of mixing. That's what it's coming to tell me. Wait, how do you know that? My chazit davet sefer de krub din dafka. I mean, why do you say that the last part of the pasuk, it's mashman mayim chayim al keli, that the water has to be first into the kli, and only then you put, why is that dafka? Maybe the resh is dafka, but atan alav. And the mayim chayim al keli could be coming to tell me something else, but that could come to tell me. In fact, I mean, it's a question in a drasha that we do hold. What if you fill up the water in one kli, mayim chayim, then you can't pour the mayim chayim from one kli into another kli, because the mayim chayim has to go directly from the actual the spring that you're getting it from into El Keli. And then it's a perfectly valid drasha. Then you're left with the v'natan alav, that in fact the water has to go into the kli with the afrapar in it. I mean, how do you know not to look at it that way? No, Mitzvah. You can't say that. Because, Ma'amatino b'chol makom makshir l'mala. Look, the thing that is makshir, the water, to act, always goes on top. And she explains the always goes on top is indeed a reference back to the Gzera Shavet to Saita. In other words, given by Saita where it says b'feirush, that you have to put the offer from the Mishkan on top of the water. So in other words, that's our given. If we have an alternative to how to explain this pasuk, then Saita is going to tell us how to explain it. That's the point. And therefore, Mamatino Bechol Makom, so it doesn't really mean Mamatino, according to Rashi, means that it's the Gzera Shava. That Bechol Makom Makshir Lamala, the ingredient that allows, the catalyst that makes this thing work, is put in above on after the other thing is there. Avkan Makshir Lamala. The next case that we have in the Mishnah is Ein Beit HaPras or Sa Beit HaPras.
How does this fit in with the Mishnah? The other things that work, Ein Mechatis or Sein Mechatis. You know, all we're doing is defining how to make the Mechatis, not how to turn something else into like another level.
The Lushan over here?
Yeah.
What's wrong with the Lushan? El Ein Mechatis or Sein Mechatis, El Ein Mechatis. So in other words, once I know that, I recognize that I can't just expand it, because I think there was no mistake in that paper. It's the same thing, having a tumura, but that tumura can't be expanded into another tumura. Truma, you have truma, you can't expand it now into a bigger truma. And a beta pras. Shall I let you go and do the beta pras tomorrow, and then Richie will be very happy?
No, let's go.
Good? Good. Oh, this is what I want to see. Look at that. Okay, so the Beit HaPras, remember, the Beit HaPras is a soda in which a keber was lost somewhere, ground up by the Maharisha, by the plow, dug under. So now, the Mishnah says only the initial field that had the keber in it becomes a Beit HaPras, and therefore, again, our Mishnah is not going according to Rabbi Eliezer, boy, he's really getting it in. That's not Rabbi Eliezer, Omer Beit HaPras, or some Beit HaPras. Not true. A field which is a beta pras, if now you draw something from that field into the next field, will also make a beta pras. Now, there's a little bit of confusion in the Gersa here in the Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos. Basically, Rashi understands, Betapras Osa Betapras, according to Rabbi Eliezer, that all four adjoining Sadot, and let's assume you have a Sad along each boundary of this Sadeh, all of them will become a Betapras if you draw from one into the other, they're next door. And then the next piece, which is Ad Kama, is a reference to the Rabbanan. Rabbanan Ad Kama. So what about according to the Rabbanan? I mean, isn't there any shear in which you could mix it? The Kiyasa Revdini, Amare Shlakish, Amare Shimon Bar Abba, Shalosh Sadot, a total of three Sadot, the one in which the Kever was originally, and Shtei Ma'anot, to a Shi'ur, of two ma'anot, which is two rows of plowing, which we'll see how that's defined in a moment. In other words, again, this is the way Rashi understands it. According to the Chachamim, you can extend the Beit HaPras as long as it's in the same direction that the plow is going. In other words, if generally people are plowing north-south, so then the northern field and the southern field could be a Beit HaPras, whereas according to Rabbi Eliezer, all the fields can become a Beit HaPras. The Rabbanan reminded us that's all one Beit HaPras, as long as it's within the shear of Malo Ma'ana, which is Me'a Amma. To which Tosfos says, I mean, that's absurd. What do you mean, just stomp from nowhere? You're telling me that if they don't plow east and west, for some reason, Rabbi Eliezer says, anyway, it's a Beit HaPras. Well, the whole din is that it's Malo Ma'ana, everybody's Me'a. That's the shear, it's because of the spreading of the plow. So what does that mean? Therefore, says Tosfos, the Beit HaPras, Osa Beit HaPras, means exactly what the issue of Tzmura, Isa Tzmura means. Given a field. Take from that field, and the next field to it, now the adjacent field, will become a Beit HaPras too, as if it was the original. Now take from that field, and you can make the next field a Beit HaPras. So notice that a Beit HaPras is an expandable concept in the same way that Dimua is, basically. That's how he understands. And therefore, Zanogea, this issue at all, as far as the question over here, what's the original mixing, is Sholosh Sodos along the root of the plow, and when we say Shtei Ma'anot, you can get a Ma'ana in both directions, Kama Malo Ma'ana, what is the shear of what we call one long furrow, and beyond which we do not believe that there's anything that's going to be dragged from the starting point of the furrow. One long furrow is called Me'a Amma. Kidetanya. Achoresha takever ose Beit HaPras melo ma'ana, meaning Me'a Amma.
When a person plows, the plow in this direction goes south.
Right. Or east-west. You turn around, but you go in the same direction. You don't turn around now and go. You don't do Shisiva Eir.
Right. You will come.
That's not, yeah, but that just pulls it back now along the below Ma'ana. No, you don't go in two different directions in a field. I mean, that would be crazy. You're either going north south or you're going east west. You're not doing a checkerboard.
That's how far is over the bed of the television.
What's that?
That's how far is over the bed of the television set. He saw a cow plow outside. He said, I should an electron going back.
Oh, really?
That's what he said.
So very good, gentlemen. It's been a pleasure. We shall be seeing you tomorrow.
Are we doing this?
Well, no, but it's extendable. And the Yama, for if you keep going. And the Yama's not in the field per se that has the camera, that's all.
Amen. Your new post Yom Kippur account, please be money for rent.
You're
long
enough to do it.
It's
an application in Baltimore, I get what?
That's horrible.